Mini test 4. Speaking. In this section of the test, you will be able to demonstrate your ability to speak about a variety of topics. In question 2, you will first read a short text. You will then listen to a talk on the same topic. You will then be asked a question about what you have read and heard. You will need to combine appropriate information from the text and the talk to provide a complete answer to the question. You need to demonstrate your ability to speak clearly and coherently, and to accurately convey information about what you read and heard. In question 3, you will first listen to part of a conversation or a lecture. You will then be asked a question about what you heard. You need to demonstrate your ability to speak clearly and coherently, and on your ability to accurately convey information about what you heard. You may take notes while you read and while you listen to the conversations and lectures. You may use your notes to help you prepare your response. Listen carefully to the directions for each question. The directions will not be written on the screen. Question 2. Listen to the passage. On a piece of paper, take notes on the main points of the listening passage.
The issue of nullification caused a serious controversy in one particular situation in the first part of the 19th century. In 1828, the U.S. Congress passed a bill that authorized new tariffs on some imported manufactured goods. This meant that taxes would have to be paid to the federal government when certain manufactured goods were imported. And since many goods were not manufactured in the United States at the time, if people wanted to have these goods, then the goods had to be imported. The issue of nullification arose in this situation when one of the southern states in the United States held a convention to discuss the tariffs on some imported products. The convention voted to nullify the law that required that tariffs be paid on those imported goods. In other words, the state voted not to follow a law passed by the federal government. The President of the United States, Andrew Jackson, sent federal troops into the state to impose the federal law on tariffs there. A compromise was reached when the government passed a new law that lowered the tariff, and the southern state agreed to pay this lower tariff.